During this time of Advent, we remember, first of all, how Mary was great with the Holy Spirit and then grew great with child, the Christ child. And it's a great image for the unique kind of joy and rejoicing that is Advent. Last Sunday, if you remember, was Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday. And the Advent kind of joy or rejoicing, it's the quiet but growing joy of the expectant mother, knowing and little by little feeling life grow greater within her. And hope and joy grows too, but in a quiet, hidden way. And yet in a way that fills you up from within. Have you been growing great with Christ this Advent? Have you been penitential in the sense of emptying yourself of the stuff of this world, emptying yourself of sin, of food, from time to time at least, of things, in order to have a space for Christ to grow great in your soul? What would Christ do with you if you let him grow great within you? In our first reading from the prophet Micah, Micah prophesies that Christ will do four things when he comes. He'll stand firm. He'll shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord. His greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And he shall be peace. We need Christ to be great within us so that we can finally stand firm in virtue, including the virtue of docility, to let ourselves be shepherded by the strength of God. And if we let Christ grow great in us, his greatness spreads beyond us, even to the ends of the earth. We convert the campus and so convert the world by letting Christ grow great in us and beyond us. And through it all, it is he, not sufficient money or connections or material things. It is he who will be our peace. In our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we hear something unusual outside of the four Gospels. We hear a quote of Jesus as he prays Psalm 40 to his Father in heaven. Hebrews says, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. Then I said, Christ, as is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God. Jesus says, I come to do God's will. And God's will is to save us from our sins, to save us from the power of the devil, from this broken world. And then Hebrews says that we have been consecrated by this will of God to save us from all those things. We've been consecrated by this will that through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all. And his offering has consecrated us to God, has wrenched us out of the grip of the devil, marked us, consecrated us for himself. You do not belong to this world. You belong to Christ. Now let's look at the gospel. Mary was the first human being ever to have Christ within her. As soon as she conceived, right? And the verse right before today's gospel has, and the angel Gabriel departed from her. And the next verse, Mary arose and went with haste. As soon as she conceived, she arose and went in haste to Elizabeth. And it took her probably at least 3 days to travel the 90 miles to get to the hill country just outside of Jerusalem. When she walks into the house, she greets Elizabeth. But something is different about her voice. With Christ growing within her, her voice inspires joy. Elizabeth says, "At the moment, the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leapt for joy." If you are growing great with Christ, you can fill others with the Holy Spirit and with joy. Now, newly inspired Elizabeth now turns prophet. She recognizes that Mary is pregnant. How could she have any idea that Mary was pregnant? But she knows this. And she recognizes also that she's pregnant with my Lord. Who am I? The mother of my Lord should come to me. She also gives Mary 3 beatitudes. Blessed are you among women. Why do we honor Mary? Because inspired Elizabeth says she's the most blessed woman ever. And then she says, blessed is the fruit of your womb, and blessed are you who believed. Mary is blessed in her womanhood, in her motherhood, and in her faith. When you and I, when we grow great with Christ, we too become blessed in our humanity. We become blessed in our motherhood and fatherhood, which we are called to whether we have biological children or not. And we too become blessed in our faith. Our faith becomes fruitful for us personally and fruitful for every other person with whom our lives come in touch with. Mary was the Ark of the Covenant carrying Jesus to others. But we also must be little arks carrying Christ to the world as well. Your faith conceives Christ in you. And when we let him flourish within us, we grow in the virtues. And the Christ within us begins to inspire others to fill us with peace, to inspire joy. Mary was only 3 or 4 days pregnant with Jesus when his presence within her inspired joy in John the Baptist and inspired prophecy in Elizabeth. Now that's just about exactly how much time we have between now and Christmas. Exercise your faith muscle. And every day, conceive and let Christ grow great within you. So here's the homework for the week. Let your prayer every day this week be, Lord Jesus, grow great within me. To bless my humanity, to bless my fatherhood, my motherhood, and my faith for the conversion of the whole world.